Hey guys, it's Mike Rondo, your bug out prepper guide. Welcome to the podcast. Today we're going to cover some information about survival communications and why ham radio is your should be one of your primary methods to have in place in anybody's survival kit. We're going to cover an article written by Kurt Petrich. So let's get started with it. You know what? If you want to stay in touch with your loved ones in the middle of a hurricane, well, if you're thinking of using your trusty cell phone or you better think again. I want to show you five critical issues you need to address. Even if you don't, these five keys are essential to your survival. So what are they? When it all comes down to survival radio is about price, reach, privacy, mobility, and reliability. And as I share each of these with you, you'll see why ham radio is the best solution. The first concern is pricing. Why is the pricing important when it comes to the best emergency radio? Well, Walmart has some great low price radios, but watch this. Walmart has two-way radios that cost more than a handheld ham radio. And the Baofeng is a pretty good quality ham radio, and it's under $40. The only thing missing is your license, so don't assume that you'll only get bad stuff at low prices. As for CB radios, emergency handhelds are reasonably priced. You can easily find a Cobra WX or a Midland handheld transceiver in the $70 to $100 range. Okay, so what's the next essential ingredient to a good survival radio after price? That would be range. Why is reach or range important? Well, do you want to get your signal beyond the neighborhood? If so, then range is critical. For any use beyond your immediate family, walkie-talkies are out. GMRS radios say that they can handle 14 miles, but the reality is more like a couple miles. But here's something interesting. Some GMRS radios have greater have repeater capabilities. Repeaters are devices spread all around the country that receive and retransmit signals. If you can hit a local repeater, then it can forward your transmissions around the country. The downside to it is that you need a license. So what do you do if you want range but don't want to get a license? Get a CB. Now, with CBs, the range is better than FRS, and you don't need to get a license. With full power, a CB can reach about 4 miles. Limits are your line of sight. If you want to increase your range, then attaching a longer antenna to your CB will do the trick. Another way to increase range is to get a ham radio or a shortwave radio. You'll need a license. At that point, you'll have access to repeaters, which are located all over the country. Some great handheld ham transceiver examples are the Yaesu, which is Yaesu, VX3R, and the Baofeng, Baofeng, UVFR, as mentioned earlier. I think that if you want the farthest range, then get your license and pick up a ham or GMRS radio. But price and range aren't where the search ends. Let's look at another essential survival radio consideration. Third key concern, privacy. Why is privacy important? Well, let me play out a scenario for you that will illustrate the point. In a disaster, phones go down. So where does everyone run to? The radios. And the more people that are talking, then the less privacy you have. Every radio channel available will have people on it talking all at the same time. It will be utter chaos for some radios, that is. For instance, with the cheaper radios, the accessible frequencies are very limited. Cheap radio is affordable to many people. Limited frequencies mean more people. If you get on an FRS radio in the middle of a disaster, it's going to be very hard to get through to any specific people. Trying to coordinate with family or friends will be near to impossible. CB will be about the same. So here's where privacy come in. Many radios come with privacy channels, but there's nothing private about these channels. They are just a cheap feature added to the radio. But with ham, you have a better chance of privacy. That's because you get a wider frequency spectrum to choose from. For instance, you'd have your group start out on a national calling frequency and move to a special frequency. This special one can be in a ham band or not. It's up to you. A second factor that thins out the crowds is that ham operators are required to have a license. And a third factor is that ham gear isn't as easy to buy as FRS radios. For instance, you wouldn't go to Walmart to buy a handheld amateur radio transceiver. Sure, you can get it through Amazon or eBay, but you're not going to find them at Walmart's. So the chances of people buying ham radios at the last minute is not going to happen. Fourth key concern, mobility. Why is mobility important? Well, what if you have ham or CB radio set up in your house and a flood comes? If you have to leave without your gear, then you've got no communications. So mobility is going to be essential. FRS and GMRS radios are by default mobile. If you want to go CB, then a great mobile CB is the Cobra HH38 40 channel CB radio with the built-in antenna. The range isn't that good. Maybe it's a mile. The downside to mobility is that you can't just plug into the wall for power. Batteries will be at a premium, so think about foldable solar panels or a BioLite stove with a USB to power a battery charger. Now, although mobility is huge, reliability is even bigger. So your fifth key concern is reliability. Here's why. You never know what you'll encounter. Imagine it's raining heavily in a hurricane. Water's everywhere, you're on the run, and you drop your radio in the water. Everything is wet, short-circuited, and a game. But it doesn't have to be. That's because the Yaesu VX7R can withstand 30 minutes of submersion in 3 feet of water. But physical reliability isn't where things end. Another example of reliability is the use of channels. With everyone crowding existing channels, they increasingly become unreliable to communicate on. But with ham, you have to work more. You have more to work with, and shorter communications become more reliable. Maybe you've never considered ham or shortwave radio. When I first started out, I thought FRS and walkie-talkies would do the trick. But after learning more about ham and all the areas it addresses, I was sold. There's just too many critical areas where ham blew away FRS and CB. So I would suggest you could start working on getting your license if this is something you want to add to your survival prep. Not a bad idea, although they're limited in distance, and you also have to have somebody on the receiving end of that. Say if you're communicating with family, they'd also have to have similar equipment. But something to consider. I hope this article was helpful and give you some ideas for prep, and we hope to see you soon on the Bug Out Prepper podcast. Remember, we have a Facebook page, Bug Out Prepper, that if you'd like to go like and check out I post videos there a couple times a week, a few times a week. And also I have a YouTube channel, which would be great if you go onto the YouTube channel and subscribe to that so that you'd be notified whenever a new video is released. So I hope everything's going good for everybody, and you are taking care of each other. Until then, keep on. I'm Mike Rondo, and keep on prepping.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.